But yeah.
You need to edit it.
I know. That's why it's beautiful.
Welcome to the Emmanuel Network podcast. My name is Johnny Atkinson, and I am the communications director for the Emmanuel Network. The Emmanuel Network exists to help pastors plant and cultivate healthy churches for a global harvest. This is the second episode in this short series where we're sitting down with church planters and some of our church partners from the Emmanuel Network. In this episode, I sit down and chat with Pastor Jay Haynes, who is pastor of Waiahu Community Church in Hawaii.
Tell us your name, a little bit about your family, and where are you ministering?
My name is Jay Haynes. I am married to Melissa. We've been married for 10 years. And we have Micah, who is 8, Judah is 6, and Boaz is 4 months old. Yeah.
And
we minister in Waiahu, in Maui, Hawaii. We've been there for 2 years now.
Yeah. So describe the last 2 years, highs and lows in ministry and family life.
We moved to Maui at the beginning of 2018. And linked up with Rocky and Emily Komatsu, who were at Kailua Baptist on Oahu. They moved over to Maui. We moved from Louisville to Maui. And we spent a year kind of building a team with another partner church, Kahului Baptist Church on Maui. Many of the members of Kahului are from the area that we wanted to plant in, and Kahului was eager to see a church established where we wanted to see a church established. And so we started building a team around the members who were from that region, and we started a Sunday school class. Rocky and I were able to preach a series on mission, kind of casting vision for planting, and at the end of 2018, at the beginning of 2019, we launched formally in the region, Waiahu. And since that time, so that was February of 2019, we just celebrated 1 year. And in that time, we went from a small, really kind of dinky venue that a general contractor owned, he let us use, to now we're meeting in an elementary school, which is really central to the community. We haven't grown much in number. We've taken in a few new members. We were able to baptize 3 people this year. That's been really encouraging, and the Lord's really just sustaining the work. It's a very local community.
What are some of the, so you're 1 year in from having the church launch, what are some of the goals and things that you're praying towards that you'd love to see happen in the future coming years?
We have in our membership a lot of unbelieving family members. So we have 2 ladies who have unbelieving husbands. We have a lot of unbelieving children. We have just aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and children who are just not believing. And then many, many coworkers. And so it's just one of our main focuses this year has been consistency in praying that we would be able to share the gospel with people and that we would see people saved. And so the Lord has answered that prayer. We've seen a few people saved, and that's been awesome. But we really would like to see just more fruit in our immediate context, our families, and our neighbors and our coworkers. So.
Yeah, tell us your testimony. How'd you come to faith?
So I was born in the Deep South in Alabama and was raised in church. And I remember from a very early age hearing the gospel. And I think seeing the gospel lived out in my parents' marriage started... I think really desiring Christ when I was denied the Lord's Supper. I was very young, and I was unhappy about that and didn't know what why I was being denied the Lord. And so I just remember being having a conversation with the pastor, having conversations with my dad, and I think a combination of just desiring to be a part of the community of Christ, understanding the forgiveness of my sins, even though, like, as a young child, not really grasping big concepts like justification and things like that in detail, just knowing really clearly, like, Christ died for our sins to give us forgiveness from our sins, and believing this gospel saves you. And so so that's how I became a believer. My father shared the gospel with me, and I was baptized.
Yeah.
And since then, the Lord has sustained me, despite growing up in, you know, a church that was not, in many ways, not really equipped to disciple. Yeah, the Lord sustained. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you did the church plant residency 2017?
Yep.
Is that the year? Yeah. So yep. Tell us about that. Tell us how it benefited you, where you're at now, and maybe, yeah, some things that it wasn't able to equip you for.
Yeah. So the church planting residency, so how that worked out, I took a trip in 2016 to Hawaii, and Jeff King and Matt Husted and their wives went with us, and I applied for jobs and interviewed for jobs, and I was pretty committed to getting one of those jobs and moving to Maui immediately. And Jeff and Matthew just said, hey, why don't you pump the brakes, consider this internship, this is an opportunity for you to benefit from this residency. And I was hesitant initially because I'm not, like, when you think of North American Mission Board, I'm not your typical church planner, and that I'm not super outspoken, entrepreneurial, like, really in your face type A personality. And so Jeff and Matthew were just able to say, like, really a church planner ideally is just someone who wants to be a faithful pastor and has an opportunity and a desire to see a church in this area. And so I think the residency really just affirmed that, gave me an opportunity to be surrounded by the resources of the pastors of Emmanuel, to do my residency alongside Brian Powell at first, and then Ramney Perez, and just kind of like we're constantly bouncing ideas off one another and in our various contexts, Brian in South Carolina, Ramney in the Bronx, me in Maui. Really very different contexts, but we're thinking through very similar things and just constantly feeding each other resources, constantly put before the church with opportunities to preach and to ask for prayer and support and to build a team. And so, yeah, I think just the overall resource that it is, yeah, it was just very encouraging and helpful. In many ways, if there's any way that it didn't prepare me, I think it's just the same way that a program or a degree track or anything like that is not going to prepare you for pastoral ministry. Mm-hmm. And nothing, in one sense, nothing's going to prepare you for pastoral ministry as much as being a pastor. And so the church planting residency, yeah, it can prep you as best as anything other than church planning can make you a church planner.
Yeah.
So, but it you know, it doesn't, it's, there's nothing like having boots on the ground and actually day in, day out doing ministry and being in the context where you want to plant. So, yeah.
Lastly, tell us about spearfishing.
Spearfishing.
Yeah.
Well, spearfishing is basically snorkeling with a spear gun. You try to find a big fish and shoot it with the spear gun. And then you have something, it's a tagline, and you have to tow basically a buoy with a dive flag on it. And when you kill a fish, you put it on the buoy, you kind of like string it onto the buoy, and then it stays like 30 yards behind you or so, so that if a shark comes after the blood, it goes after your fish instead of you. So
that's wise.
Yeah.
What's the thing I've seen you doing where you're on the shore with the spear too? Is that similar? Or
I think
that...
that's just me before I got in the water.
Oh, okay. I thought you were standing over the water like.
Oh, maybe. I've gone after like prawn and stuff like that. But
okay.
You're supposed to be in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And if you want to find out more, please go to our website at emmanuelnetwork.org.